Hello, and welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Your mind is the greatest gift God has given you. And that's why today we continue with a brand new series called Rethinking Your Life. In these lessons, Pastor Rick shares the 9 biblical pillars we need to reshape our minds so that we can become more like Jesus Christ. In a moment, we're going to tell you how you can get a hardcover copy of Pastor Rick's number one best-selling book, The Purpose-Driven Life. Go to PastorRick.com to find out more, or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called Defeating Discouragement.
I've really come to the conclusion you can be spiritually godly and emotionally dysfunctional at the same time. I don't know if anybody's ever said that, but it's true. It's true. People can be close to God and be a veritable storehouse of Bible knowledge and actually give good wisdom, and they're still messed up in their emotions or their personality. And he says, just be real and be honest and accept your limitations. Number 5, the 5th secret of defeating discouragement is use my pain to help others. This is the 5th thing Paul talks about in this chapter on discouragement. Paul says, I use my pain to help other people. Remember that list we went through? The shipwrecks and the prisons and the beatings and all those things. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 8 and 9, he now says this. We often suffer. And we often suffer, but we're never crushed. And even when we don't know what to do, we never give up. There it is again. We never give up. We're not getting discouraged. We never give up. And in times of trouble, God is with us. And when we're knocked down, we get up again. Now, why? Why is Paul this resilient? Why is Paul so resistant to discouragement? What allows him to just get back up again every time he's knocked down? Well, if you were to ask Paul, why did you put up with all that? Why did you put up with all that jailings and beatings and going without food and going without clothes and being shipwrecked 3 times and, in the night and the day in the ocean and all of those things that have happened? Why did you put up with all of it? His response would be verse 15, the next verse. All of these sufferings of ours are for your benefit. Circle that phrase, for your benefit. He says all the stuff, this is called redemptive suffering, folks. All of these sufferings of ours are for your benefit. And the more of you who are one to Christ, then the more there are to thank him for his great mercy, and the more God gets glory. Okay, what is Paul saying here? He's saying, I keep on going. I don't get discouraged because I know it's helping others. Even my pain. Study after study after study has shown that human beings can handle an enormous amount of pain if they see a purpose in it. When you have pain and you don't see any purpose, it's unbearable. It's unbearable. But when you can see a purpose, a good purpose in it, then it becomes bearable. And he says here, what's the purpose? My purpose of my suffering is for other people's benefits. Sometimes you will suffer for the benefit of other people. And at that moment, you are more Christ-like than any other moment. Because that's what Jesus did. He suffered on the cross, not for his benefit. He hadn't done anything wrong. He suffered on the cross for our benefit, redemptive suffering. And sometimes God will let you go through pain, not for your benefit. Yeah, you can grow from it, but for the benefit of other people. He says, I keep going. I don't get discouraged because I know it's helping others. Kay and I have tried to do this. You know, when Matthew died, worst day in our lives, greatest pain, to lose a child to mental illness. It was excruciatingly painful. It's still painful today. But we're not going to waste our hurt. So we use it to help other people who struggle with suicide. We've used it to help other people who, families that have struggled with mental illness in their family. Why waste a hurt? I'm not going to waste that pain. I'm not going to go through it and waste it. What is it in your life that's so painful that you need to be using to help other people? Your greatest ministry will come out of your deepest hurt if you are honest to God, honest to yourself, and honest enough to talk about it with other people. The pain you've gone through in your life, I'm sorry, but that's called earth. This is not heaven. This is earth, and everything's broken on earth. So there's suffering and pain and evil here. It's not good. And we should fight it and avoid it and, you know, push it back wherever we can. But it's going to happen. There is suffering on earth. Don't waste it. Use it for good. And Paul says, I use my pain to help others. Now, number six, the sixth secret of defeating discouragement. This is an important one. Take time for renewal. Over the long haul, you're going to have to figure out ways to recharge, to refresh, and to renew yourself. If you don't learn how to refresh and renew and recharge yourself, you're going to get discouraged and you're going to give up no matter what the project or the goal or the dream is. Paul talks about this in verse 16. This is why we never give up. Okay, this is the third time he's used this phrase. This is why we never give up. He's talking about overcoming discouragement. This is why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying, literally in Greek, that word there, dying, is wasting away. Okay? Though our bodies are wasting away, our spirits are, read it with me aloud, being renewed every day. Circle the word renewed. You're going to have to learn how to be renewed every day. That's called daily renewal. Now, you've got to renew your mind, you've got to renew your body, you've got to renew your heart. Renew constantly. Now, obviously, and physically, our bodies are decaying. Have you noticed that? Okay? You're not the sexy being you were 10 years ago. All right? And so we have bifocals and baldness and bulges and wrinkles and aches and pains, and you can't stop the aging process, but you can stay fresh inside. And notice Paul says, I renew myself daily. How do you do that? Well, you need to spiritually renew yourself daily with time with God every day. You spend some time with God every day. You read the word, you pray, you talk, you get spiritually recharged. It's like hooking up the jumper cables to get your spirit recharged. You need to know what renews you emotionally. You need to know what renews you physically. And you need to renew yourself every day. You've heard me say, divert daily, withdraw weekly, abandon annually. And I've talked about that a lot. So let's just go on to number seven. The seventh secret of defeating discouragement. This is a big one. Stay focused on eternity. Stay focused on eternity. Paul's final secret for defeating discouragement is not look at the here and now. He says you need to maintain an eternal perspective. You can't live for just here and now. You got to look beyond the here and now. The here and now is what's discouraging you. But when you look into heaven and you look into the future and you look at the coming rewards and you look at all the things that God has planned for you, then you'll get over your discouragement. The reality is you lose your perspective every time you get tired. When you get tired, you lose your perspective. And so Paul says this in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 in verses 17, 18, the last two verses. He says, our present troubles are quite small. Now, let me just stop right there. This is the guy who's been shipwrecked three times, been thrown in prison, been beaten, gone without food, gone without clothing, all of these different things. And he goes, our present troubles are quite small. Compared to what? Okay, compared to what? Okay, this is a matter of perspective. And he's going to say it's small compared to the rewards and the joys we're going to have forever and ever and ever. He said, you know, even if I had a chronic problem and I had that problem every day of my life, well, my life on earth's only going to be maybe 60, 70, 80 years. but I'm going to spend trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions of years in heaven reaping the rewards. So he says, really, this is quite small, even if I had it all my life. Our present troubles are quite small and won't last very long, yet they produce in us an immeasurable great glory that will last, how long? Forever. Circle that, forever. It's going to last forever. So temporary problems, joy and glory and results and rewards forever. So, he says, here's the key. We don't look at the troubles which we can see right now. That's what discourages you. Rather, we look forward to what we have not yet seen. He's talking about in heaven. For the troubles that we see will soon be over, but the joys to come will last forever. You know, there are three kinds of motivation in life, and you got to have motivation to keep going. Now, there's internal motivation, that's inside you. There is external motivation, that's something from the outside that motivates you. And those are okay, but stronger than internal or external motivations is the third kind, eternal. Eternal motivation, which is this life is not all there is. We're made to last forever. And we're going to spend more time on that side of death than on this side. You only get a little bit on this side. You're going to have far, far more on the other side. So think about eternal motivation. You realize this is how Jesus endured the cross. Look at the next verse, Hebrews 12:2. Let us keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. That's stay focused on eternity. Keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, on whom our faith depends from beginning to end. He did not give up. There's that phrase again. He did not give up. He didn't get discouraged. He did not give up because of the cross. On the contrary, because of the joy that was waiting for him, he thought nothing of the disgrace of dying on the cross, and he's now seated at the right hand, the right side of God's throne. See, Jesus, how did Jesus handle all the pain and suffering of the cross? He was looking beyond it to the joy that was set before him. He's looking to the reward. He had his eyes set on eternity. Only when you see the invisible, can you do the impossible? You've got to look. You know, we've done a lot of impossible things at Saddleback Church. Everybody thought they were impossible. But you have to look beyond the impossible to see the invisible, see what God is doing in the spirit realm. Or one of my favorite quotes, Corrie Ten Boom, if you look at the world, you'll be distressed. If you look within, you'll be depressed. But if you look at Christ, you'll be at rest. It all depends on what you've got your eyes on. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus. Or as Paul says, we look forward to what we have not yet seen. Those are the seven secrets Paul gives us for overcoming discouragement. But let me add one on that'll be a little booster point, and it would be this. All seven of these things, they're a whole lot easier if you do them with other people. It's a whole lot easier if you have a support group. And I know I talk about small groups all the time because they're important. That every one of these things happen easier when you have other people who will help you with the seven things that are going on. If you have a small group, you need to get in a small group. Let me close with this promise. Galatians 6, verse 8. I don't know what's discouraging you this weekend, but here's a verse for you. Let us not get tired of doing what is right. For after a while, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't get discouraged and give up. That is a promise of God to you. Let's bow our heads. Let me pray for you. Father, I don't know who's hearing this message right now, but you do, and you know the hearts, and you know those who are on the edge of discouragement or deep, deep in it. And I pray that we'll take your word and not just hear it and not just learn it, but actually apply it and do it and practice it. And that we'll take these seven steps this week and put them into our lives, and that we'll review this message all week. in order to fight the discouragement that you don't want us to have. Now you pray. Say, Lord, help me to never forget how much you love me. Help me to never forget how much you love me. Help me to never fake it. To not try to be something that I'm not, just to be who you made me to be. And Lord, help me to remember that life is not about me, that it doesn't all revolve around me. It's all about you. Help me to relax in my limitations. To not try to be Superman or Superwoman. To realize that we hold your treasure in clay jars. And Lord, when I go through pain, help me to not just wallow in that pain, but to use that pain to help others for other people's benefit. I don't want to waste the pain I've been through, Lord. I want to use it to help others. Help me to take time for renewal every day, to do the things that recharge my spirit, my soul, my body, my heart, my relationships. And help me to not get so caught up in the day-to-day and the problems of the moment that I lose my focus on eternity. Help me to remember that this life is not all there is, that I'm made to last forever, and that even the pain in my life is temporary compared to the thousands and millions of years that I will be with you. Tell the Lord, Lord, I'm going to claim this promise that if we do not get tired in doing what's right, that after a while we'll reach a harvest of blessing if we don't get discouraged and don't give up. God, I'm saying today, I'm not going to give up. Tell the Lord that I'm not going to give up, but I'm going to trust you just like Paul did. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Thanks for joining us for today's lesson. If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, feel free to send him an email at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Rick will be right back to close out our time today, but first, as one of the best-selling nonfiction books in history, with more than 50 million copies sold in all formats and more than 70 translations available, The Purpose-Driven Life by Pastor Rick Warren is far more than just a book. It's a roadmap for your spiritual journey, a journey that will transform your life. In The Purpose-Driven Life, you'll find answers to three of life's most important questions. The question of existence. Why am I alive? The question of significance. Does my life matter? The question of purpose. What on earth am I here for? You'll also discover the five benefits of knowing your purpose. The Purpose-Driven Life is designed to be read daily in 42 short chapters that will inspire you to stop and realize how God uniquely designed you for a purpose that only you can fulfill. It also includes links to 3-minute video introductions to each chapter and a 30 to 40 minute audio Bible study message for each chapter, along with appendixes and questions for further study and additional resources. Call 800-600-5004 to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 1-800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
So many of you support Daily Hope through your prayers and through your financial support, and I want to bless you with this letter from Rose to let you know what your prayers and your gifts are doing. Rose wrote, "Daily Hope has been a tremendous blessing to me. I've been a Christian for 10 years, but I didn't feel like I was growing spiritually. Reading the Bible was difficult, and I didn't get what I was reading. But through your Daily Hope messages and the devotionals, I've experienced the Word like never before. This year, I'm joining a small group for the first time, and every time I listen to Daily Hope, I feel like I'm in the room with some friends listening to you. Your messages are relevant and funny and engaging, and I'm now reading Purpose-Driven Life, and I pray for God to reveal His purpose for me." Signed, Rose. Rose, thank you so much for writing. I love getting letters, and you've encouraged me. You know, I started Daily Hope to help people just like you, to help you grow closer to God. So I'm praying for you, and I'm going to ask you to pray for me and continue supporting this ministry. And join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed your life, you can email him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.